it is only a narrow border, and the dialect and the accents and that floats across it. The further, of course, you get down into West Cornwall, their dialect alters a lot, but...
But look, the Cornish have a stronger identity than Devon, though, surely.
Well, I don't know. There's a few odd edge both sides of the border. Don't you worry about that.
Well,
really.
Look,
I mean, any politician that's going to put his foot, one foot in Cornwall, one foot in Devon, and try to bridge the River Tamar that way, is on-eyed and did nothing, I think.
Well, let's bring...
They let the Cornish be themselves, and also be ourselves as well. I don't want to be joined on with Dorset, come with that, or Somerset, or not else.
OK, well, let's bring in a man second only in importance to Prince Charles, Jethro. Jethro, good afternoon.
Oh, I all met Jethro.
Hello,
yeah.
Tony. OK, mate.
Hello, boy, how are you?
Good, yeah, I haven't seen you for a while. Must meet up soon.
Good to speak to you.
Yeah, good man.
Listen, Jethro, have Devon and Cornwall got anything in common?
Nothing, absolutely nothing. Cornwall is a Celtic nation that's cut off by the Tamar. We stay very friendly with them. We're very pleasant to them when they come over to into our land. But we don't want to join them.
Well,
that's the trouble with the Tamar Bridge, you see, Jethro. I can come over to sea for nothing, but you'll have to come back.
I know.
Never ought to be.
Listen, but we're in the...
There's something that lives within a Cornish person that goes back until... back to the time of the Celtic nations, which was, of course, Scotland, Ireland, Wales, Cornwall and Brittany. And that still lives on, and you'll never kill it. You can do what you like in Parliament. You can change the border. You can do what you like. But you won't kill that spirit and that belief. And it will not happen in my lifetime or my grandchildren's lifetime.
But listen, guys, surely we are in the same boat here. According to most Londoners, the West Country stops and starts at Bristol. We've been cut off, both of us, three times just before the Christmas period. We don't have a rail system. Surely if we actually pulled together, we might be able to get ourselves heard?
You can say what you like up there. But I come from the West Penrith, and you won't change those people down there in 1,000 years.
Yeah,
you
I
will not change.
Thought,
I mean, you take
that,
they,
I mean,
they put North Somerset right into Avon, and they've had to change it back.
I say, a span joined on to Cornwall be very much, yes.
No.
Only a little bit of land from about Bradbury up to the coast.
No.
They're already off there and push you out in the Atlantic.
You've been down to the west. See, I always think Cornwall don't really start till you get to Redruth.
Oh no, you've started in the
West Penrith and Cornwall are a different people and a good people, a very good people. But that is where Cornwall really is, down that end.
But Jethro, you live in Devon yourself.
Yeah.
But within the view of Cornwall, I'm guessing.
Oh yes, we do. The funny thing is, you know, I work all over the country and I'm away all the time. But in Wales, I'm treated